and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for thinking outside the cage. I got some information coming from an active duty person regarding swine flu. They're getting the emails, they're getting the notifications, they're getting the whatever letters stating that they should be very, very careful and sneeze into their arm. Sneeze into your elbow is the new take cover, take cover, take cover, or be scared, be very, very scared. They're also mandating now that there's going to be hand sanitizers. Well, be careful of triclosan in some of your hand washing items. Triclosan is seen to be a cancer-causing agent, allegedly, so you might want to be very careful of that. But it's interesting, and I do thank our active duty, what do we call it, active duty power hour team member who lets us know what's going on in the military. Thank you very much. Let me talk about some news before we go to our next subject. This next subject is not for children. I'm going to tell you right now. This next subject is going to be some of the most horrific things that are going on that we don't even know about because law enforcement doesn't tell us how bad it is. And I'm talking about the satanic and cult communities. Russ Dizdar has worked in that for a while and probably more than he would like. And he has called out on particular cases. And we're going to ask him what some of those cases are. What would they call out someone who is a pastor who's been involved in trying to remove people from satanic cults? Why would the law enforcement call on him? We're going to find out that, plus the intersection with the military. Why this huge involvement with satanic soldiers, if you will, and I'm calling it satanic soldiers, meaning that there's going to be, well, probably sleeper agents among us and Manchurian candidates, mind control, all kinds of things we wish did not exist. So we're going to talk to Russ Dizdar in this next hour. In the news, though, is a lot of diversion. If you're watching it now, you are seeing so much. They're not talking about what's happening with Obama and his new problems with the birth certificate. Well, it seems that there's more happening in this subject. They've asked to have this case summary judgment, or not summary judgment, but asked to have the case stopped, but they're going forward with it, and that's the one in California with Dr. Orly Tates. So I'm pleased to hear that that's continuing. I think Obama's a little bit worried about that. I think that he has been put up to be the be-all, end-all as a leader, and it's not working out. And I just, all I can say is be very careful in everything you listen to and in everything that you do, because there is a desire to want to confuse people right now and put out bad information. So all I can say is if you are passing on information, make sure it's good information. Make sure you've verified it, what we try to do at the Power Hour. Because we don't want to give out bad information, then nobody will believe us after that is the unfortunate problem. I want to say thank you very much to Anna Elizabeth. She says, for years, I was a faithful listener. Now that the only shortwave radio left at home has passed away, I've been left in the dark. Here, they do not sell shortwave radios anymore. Sorry for being a skeptic. I know you're a serious person. I have seen one of the products that advertise on your website, and it sounds like it's, I think she's basically saying it's too good to be true. And I have to tell you that everything that we have here does work. The reason I'm reading this email is because it's from Cuba, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just so impressed. I sure wish we could send things to Cuba, but I don't think we can, since we can't do business with Cuba. She says, thanks for your attention. Hoping to hear from you soon. I'd love to hear from you. Email us. Let us know what's going on in Havana. I'd like to know what the real story is down there. I'd even like to know why we're there. I'd like to know why we will not give you any food, any products, or why we've got this barricade against Cuba. Oh, I know you're communist, but then, like, China isn't, or supposed to be, communist Cuba. I don't know. I would love to hear from somebody in Cuba. We're going to be right back after this 3-minute break with Russ Dizdar. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, and I am so thrilled that you are joining us today. I love each and every listener, and I mean that. We want you to be educated. It's time to go out there and scream it from the top of your lungs. All those people that used to say, oh, you are so crazy. Where do you hear that stuff? Well, guess what? Now we know it's real, and the sad part is they know it's real also. We're going to be talking to Russ Dizdar, who's been a guest on the program before. I had the privilege of meeting him at Pastor Butch Paz Seminar. And by the way, we still have Russ's program on the DVD at the Power Hour from Pastor Butch Paz Seminar. And I would encourage you, Zombie Nation is the name of it, Zombie Nation. I would encourage you to think about getting that if you want to hear from him up close and personal of what he has to say, because Russ is very unique in the work that he's done. He's been a pastor. He's done radio. He's been involved in so much. But he'd been involved in some things on the dark side, not because he was involved, but because he's trying to help the people on the dark side. And we're going to talk about a military application today that I really don't even want to discuss. So I hope that you're not having your children listen today. Thank you so much, Russ Dizdar, for joining us on the program today.
Joyce, it's great to be here. Thank you. Look forward to it.
Well, your website is shatterthedarkness.net. I love that. I love the name of that, shatterthedarkness.net. And get ready to read if you go there is all I can say. But let's talk about what you've done in the past. I want to hear some of the things that you have been involved in that sort of bring you up today and why it is that you can speak to us on the military and law enforcement application.
Well, sure. Great. Thanks. When I was working in youth ministry back in the 80s, I got a phone call. We were dealing with kids that were, you know, getting into Satanism, and we were here, you know, in every single school, and we were finding out that there was trouble. We were getting into them, of course, being taken to detention homes, and so we wanted to know more. I went off to study in different places, was introduced to a law enforcement agent that invited me to come to the police academy, got me into some of the occult crimes, satanic crimes training courses at the academy. So the day that I came home from one of those training courses, I got a phone call from it was a stepmother. She was hysterical about her stepdaughter, and the stepdaughter was in a psych ward, that I needed to go see her, that the real mother was a satanic priestess, and she was going on about all the crime issues with it. So I went to the psych ward at the local hospital, the children's hospital, met this 14-year-old little girl. She was 13 at the time, ready to turn 14. And she just kept writing in a journal that she was supposed to put gas all over her and light herself on fire on her 14th birthday. And it was all to prove her love to her mother. She had been writing all these, I mean, in other languages that I didn't even understand, symbols. I couldn't figure out all the things. But we worked with her right there in the psych ward. I led her to Christ. I brought her. We got her out of there eventually, and I began doing counseling where there was real demonic presence. And then other things began to surface, and she remembered details about being taken to a ritual site, men and women in black robes, what was done to her. We took law enforcement and went to those sites. We found that they were ritual sites. And that's kind of what kicked off dealing with the darker or the real underground side.
Let me ask you, in this particular case that you're talking about, did this girl have any reason to know those symbols? How were they implanted in her mind, or where was all this coming from that she thought that she should put herself light herself on fire?
Right. That's what we began to learn at that. We didn't know a thing back in the early 80s about programming and mind control. So we had to kind of grow along the way, and then from that case, wow, then all kinds of cases began to break out, and it just seemed like the more we studied and learned and found out things, the more cases we got into. So for her, it was, it's called programming. It deals with mind control, but it also deals, and this is where the sophistication comes in, taking the human soulical side or the personality side and splitting the core and creating alter personalities. Now, most of the culture will understand what that means. Multiple personality disorder is a almost 95% created. Somebody caused it, forced it to occur through trauma. Now they're saying technology. And they create a separate sub-personality that can then be, taken through rituals or become a sex, you know, slave or whatever they really wanted to. The programming is whatever they begin to feed into that person. It can be just the talk and what they tell it, or it can become sophisticated, like with military side later on, you know, down the road with using technology. Dr. Cameron was doing psychic driving, and he would put people on a 2 or 3 day loop of listening to materials. It's almost like, you know, just putting the information in, and what happens is, and then that sub-personality's in there, it has that, you know, program to say, kill yourself on this certain day, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, she learned the symbols and signs from the group. We found out later as we worked with the girl that they had been training her. She had been learning. She was going to be raised up as a priestess. We engaged people that attacked our home, that called us, would do these weird satanic chants over the phone, cursing us. It involved a 20. That case alone involved me for now 25 years.
Incredible. And that has stimulated your interest in this. Now, when you say that you didn't know anything about satanic cults, I mean, it's not as if they haven't been going on or there have not had satanic cults. What is the... Was there a certain time period in which there began to be an increase in satanic cults or in satanic involvement in satanic crimes, or is this been going on all along?
Well, I think there was an increase after the whole thing with the Nazi war, and when everything began to go global, what happened was the second greatest proliferation of occultic literature, satanic literature, was unleashed in the 60s in the United States. The first largest level, according to, you know, James Webb, he's an occult historian, was in pre-Nazi Germany. So in the 60s, we have this massive, massive unleashing of literature, including the writing of the Satanic Bible. Rituals, you know, began to be brought forth, older things that had been done in Europe for a long time. So we have, you know, the Church of Satan being founded in the late 60s, and you have a popular side, but you have an underground side that's been building literally since the 50s, 60s, because most of the victims of satanic ritual abuse who are in their late 40s, early 50s, it began, when you track 4 million or more of these individuals, it begins back in the 50s.
And, you know, I know that a lot of people are going to say, come on, Joyce, get a grip. You know, Satan's been around for a long time, and this kind of thing has gone on for a long time. I understand that. But it seems like there was such an increase. And for you to say that you weren't really familiar with, or law enforcement wasn't familiar with, a lot of the satanic crimes, there had to be some reason. Like you said, the Church of Satan was formed in the 1960s. There was an influx, an increase in these crimes. And when we're talking about crimes, when you were telling me yesterday some of these crimes, it is horrific. I mean, it is beyond anything I would have imagined that takes place in these satanic rituals.
Well, it is horrific. And, you know, just reading, when I sometimes have got a hold of confiscated materials to read how it is they do human sacrifice, the reasons for it. They train how to do the, you know, how to do this. But in law enforcement, we're seeing, you know, we get to see the inside slides of crime scenes. I saw the ones from Matamoros where the American college boy was abducted and eventually they found him. Now, Joyce, I mean, of course he was already gone and dead, but one of the cult members of that group, and they did a lot of satanic rituals. They sacrificed human beings. They buried them all over the grounds. But the one man was wearing around his neck a human spine that had been boiled down and cleansed, but he had it as like an amulet around his neck. It was the college boy's spinal cord that they had tortured and put through ritual. And why'd they do it? To obtain powers, to be hidden from law enforcement. They even believed, Joyce, that bullets, they were so powered up satanically that even bullets wouldn't get them.
You know, I would almost rather think that you've made all this up and that it really isn't true and that this stuff doesn't really happen in this country. I'd rather believe that right now than to know that this is real information. And what scares me is that you've been studying this for a long time and you've been living this. How has this affected your life to have to hear all of these? I mean, tell them about the crime. Well, I asked you last night, what kinds of things does law enforcement ask you to do for them? Why would a law enforcement agency contact Russ Dizdar?
Well, in the days that I did it directly, they wanted to know about some of the symbols and signs, and what was a black mass indicator, what was a satanic justice symbol, what were certain symbols. One of the cases here locally, the big defense attorney actually contacted me, called me in first. There was a woman who had been stabbed probably 80 to 100 and some times. She'd been sexually abused. It was over a period of a couple of hours, and then she was killed. Then her hands were cut off. That was bad enough, but they asked me, and this is a defense attorney. He says, Russ, and I never met him before in my life. He says, do you believe Satan is real? And I looked at him, and I said, of course I do. And he says, well, now I do too. Showed me slides. Well, it was during a ritual on the calendar in September, what's called the Hands of Glory. The law enforcement guys have never found those hands.
Oh, my. Here again, I know this is horrific to have to hear, but was this woman involved in satanic ritual abuse herself, or was she an innocent person?
She had a background from all the profile that we did. She had a background of multiplicity and probably satanic ritual abuse.
Okay, we got a 4-minute break. We'll be right back with Russ Dizdar. I don't want to hear it either, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 4 minutes. This is the Power Hour with Joyce Ryan.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not comfortable information to have to hear. We'd rather know that it doesn't exist, but I'm afraid it's gone into law enforcement and into the military. Our guest today is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. He has a new book coming out, like I told you earlier. It's about the rise of the satanic super soldier. And we have it pre-order at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. You know, before we continue any further, I was thinking about this during the break, Russ. I'd like for you to invoke Yahweh's blessing. God's blessing upon this, that we don't give any power to the darkness, but only, like you say, shatter the darkness. Could you do that for us?
Sure can. Father, we pray right now just your hand on all that is going to be discussed. We just pray against all fear, but clearly just grant to us the ability to give exposure to evil deeds of darkness. I pray for the Spirit of God to grant to individuals a right response, what can be done, speak to our hearts, and help us, Lord God, to bring your authority to bear against the satanic darkness around us, to know what time it is in biblical history, and Lord God, to be strong in ourselves in Christ as we would respond and even help victims. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. And I know I'll get all kinds of emails saying it should be in the name of the Messiah, the true Messiah's name, but Yeshua, but, you know, please don't email me. I understand what you're saying. I thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for doing that. This is a serious subject because it's gone into the military. For those people out there that are saying, oh, this doesn't happen, it couldn't be, how prevalent is the satanic involvement in our society today?
Well, this is what's going to be shocking to many people because we're into it, we know. They began to create cult crime detectives, cult crime units all throughout the 90s because the cases were just off the charts. People predicted that satanic crime would be the crime wave of the 90s. One book, criminology book called Crime Warps did that. The feds got involved. I was pulled in. I was even brought in to be a police chaplain to a local department for the purpose of using me to train cadets and law enforcement on the subject. Now, the person that recruited me, Joyce, ended up being a satanic ritual abuse, victim. And that went into a whirlwind. It has, again, military background to it. So it is massive everywhere. There's books on it. There's materials on it. There's documentation on it. And again, if anybody, thinks in terms of over 4 million cases, most all of it, 90% or more, would be satanic ritual abuse. So if that's what's been happening since, the 80s, 90s, it's occurred prior to that, but not in this volume. And I've got cases everywhere. I've got people begging me to help them. I've got people flying me down two states over next week to work with victims. They have flown in here. So the need to help victims, I mean, psych wards and counselors across the United States in the last 30 years, they've been inundated, and literally millions of dollars in insurance monies have been spent on people who have had to go to. Well, so many of them have ended up in psych wards and counseling centers everywhere. And so everybody's had to learn and say, hey, what is this? What can we do about it? What are, the signs, the markings? And so that has just continues to grow.
So when we talk in terms of, let's say, ritual satanic rituals that end in death, how many people would you say, if you were just to make a guesstimate, how many people are injured or killed as a result of this every year?
Well, I think there's no question that when it comes to injury, you're talking on a level of hundreds of thousands, mainly when they're younger. One young person is into a transgenerational satanic coven. They can call it the brotherhood, whatever you want to call it. That kind of the real secret of Satanism that goes on, that means that they're going to go through rituals when they're 3 and 6 and all through their developing years into their teens. Anybody who's been through satanic ritual abuse have had to go through literally hundreds of separate different kinds of satanic rituals, marriage to the beast, the hands of glory, all kinds of things. And so the injuries, physically, sexually, mentally, spiritually, are vast.
We've got a 3-minute break. We're going to come back and we're going to change over and talk about the military. Now, I want you all to know that we have him for another hour. So we'll take your calls in the next hour. So don't start calling now. We'll be right back with Russ Dizdar. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
The GCN Radio Network. providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call
1-800-409-5633. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're talking with Russ Dizdar today, and the subject is satanic ritual, whatever. I don't even know how to encapsulate the information that we're hearing here today because it is so foreign to most of us. It's a life that he's lived from the standpoint of trying to change people and remove them from this horrific environment. But I don't think we even know how bad it is. But I do thank you for joining us today. And the purpose, though, of us having him on the program is because this affects also the military. Now, there is a new book out, or it's going to be out in about 2 to 4 weeks. He has written a book because he wants to share this information with the public and get it to where it can make a difference, hopefully, and I mean hopefully in the military. The book will be available, like I said, on advance order at the Power Hour. And it is, Russ, tell them what is included in this book and why it's going to be important for people to order The Black Awakening. Hello, Russ.
The name of the book, okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the name of the book was The Black Awakening. People have asked me many times, what does it mean? Well, this has come from their terminology. Again, here's where people are going to have to take and think through this. Many have heard that a great chaos before a new world order is coming. Talking with some of the most sophisticated undergrounders, and we've spent thousands and thousands of hours over 20-some years, we've had to go to other states, We've had to dig up bones. We've encountered, you know, resistance. We've attacks, attempted murder against staff members, all kinds of things along the way. But dealing with a military-trained Psi warrior, but was also deeply into the satanic side, they explained to me that a coming chaos they are going to help create. Because I was asking them, how come there's so many cases of this programmed multiplicity where they can trigger a subpart inside somebody and get them to come up? In this same person I'm talking about, I'm driving in a car. I was asked to pull over. They're sitting next to me. We've got a team members behind me in another car. And all of a sudden, this person switches to an alter personality, reaches down in a bag and pulls out a gun, a 9mm. Mm. And I had no idea it was going to happen. I'm the only one in the car, and they're looking at, you know, looking at their gun. They pulled the chain, you know, they showed me that it was chambered with a bullet. Then they finally looked at me and said, "Do you want to see my gun?" So I said, "Sure." They handed it to me. I asked them who they were, and their response was simple: "I'm Assassin." Now, from that point, we've met numerous others who have, again, rogue military background that have sub-personalities that are trained to kill. They're proficient in weapons. They're proficient in fighting. Now, I know it might be hard for some to believe, but this goes back to 1947. G.H. Estabrooks, who was a world-renowned psychologist hired in by CIA and military, in a book I've got here in front of me and that we quote into the book, our book, he talks about how they learned how to create sub-personalities. People have heard the phrase Manchurian Candidate. It's not just a phrase. We have engaged them. We have seen it again and again and again. They taught back in 1947 that they could program a sub or alter personality to go sow disinformation, to do reconnaissance, to infiltrate others, organizations, to be an assassin, whatever they wanted. And Joyce, some of the people I deal with that are military-oriented multiples, they may have 50, 60, 70, 80 sub-personalities, each having a different purpose and different programming.
Now, when you speak of this, you're speaking of a program or programs that have been in existence since we know remote viewing, for instance, the 1960s. But you're talking about in the military back to the 1940s that they've been doing this?
Oh, see, that's where we need to go back to 19, because this has come from, all of it tracks back to the Nazis, the Marionette programming, the Lebensborn, the genetic birthing centers, their dream of creating a master super soldier race. All of that's clear. We know about it. Even in Lebensborn, the secret birthing centers, some say 400, others up to 800,000, were born to become, you know, more pure blood Aryan. Well, you know, just to keep it short, all of that has come, you know, in the science of the German doctors and their materials was brought over in Operation Paperclip, other projects. It went to the Russians and others, too. So when you think in terms of this project, which would be MKUltra, Monarch, Project Phoenix, many of the others involved the creation of sub-personalities that could that so that military handlers can control or handle them to do just about anything. I mean, if they're programmed, that's what a program is. It's an imposition. And it's like almost like if you think in terms of being hypnotized, and the outside hypnotist is just simply telling the person who they are, what they are, what they're going to be, and makes them do a bunch of funny things. Well, this is, though, a permanent state when they literally split and create a sub or a hidden personality. And it's been going on for a long time, but you're right about the remote viewing. That we've met a number of military and monarch multiples that sub-personalities were highly trained. They knew Ingo Swann. They knew Gottlieb. They knew many of these people from the past. And they knew how to do it. Matter of fact, they said, you know, they were giving me details about remote viewing my house.
That would be scary. Now, we've had Dr. Stubblebein on the program, who was involved in remote viewing and in charge of the program during the 1970s. a lot of red flags surrounding this man and what he says, but it's pretty scary stuff. I mean, he says that he has had an awakening now, but I kind of wonder. I mean, this is, once people are involved in this, they don't normally remove themselves from it, do they, and then start speaking out about it?
Well, yeah, unless there's some kind of help, here's what occurs. We believe, and there's a psychiatrist that's known around the world now, Colin Ross. He wrote a big old book called Project Bluebird, The Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder. It has now been changed. The title is called now The CIA Doctors. Now, he gives the names, the documentation, massive material. Colin Ross, he estimates maybe 10 million of these, 5 million of which that may be what's called intact, that they don't even know. They're created to be amnesic. Just again, like somebody hypnotizing somebody, taking them out of it and saying, hey, you know, before they take them out of the trance state, that they'll feel refreshed. They won't remember anything. And then when you take them out of it, that's how it is. So when we're talking about this deeper level of programmed assassins or warriors, many of them are intact. They don't know. They might begin to suspect they're missing time, or they hear voices in their head, or something's going on weird. When they begin to break down, Joyce, that's when they begin to seek help. And again, thousands and thousands in the 80s, hundreds of thousands. By 1994, Holly Hector at Centennial Hospital in Denver, at a ritual abuse ward, estimated 2.5 million. So we've seen over four now, the levels. This is, and I tell you what, with this military individual, Mr. Stubblebine, you mentioned, I believe, he's a general or a brigadier general now. Let me just put it out there, Joyce. I would love to talk to this man, and here's the reason why. I've engaged people who've claimed to be with him that know of this kind of sophisticated underground programming, remote viewers that we've dealt with. I've been very interested, have watched every video I could of, and let me just say it out loud. Mr. Stubblebine has been on my prayer list for years, along with many of the remote viewers and military men that are currently behind some of the projects.
Well, General Stubblebine has been on the Alex Jones Show several times recently. That's another whole subject. Just, and I'm not picking on him specifically, but sure, on the issue of those people who are speaking out for or against it, I'm really concerned about the background and what has happened under their watch. Now, let's talk about the nexus with the military, because if they have been involved in harnessing satanic powers, then there must be some program, some master program within the military that this would be under the umbrella of.
There really is. There's, you know, what we've found, again, in all of the ones that we've dealt with, there's a term they use. They call themselves chosen ones. When we get down to the military-trained subpersonalities and the priest or priestess, the satanic side, here's what you find. In every case, there are subpersonalities that speak German, that they believe in a coming Führer or world leader, that they believe that they've been created to be the troops of Antichrist, that they're here, that when they're triggered across this nation on a certain, you know, time, there's going to be a triggering or an activation. That they will be released to blow things up, shoot people, take out resistors. They're going to, in their words, they're going to create hell on earth. They're going to make the SS troops of Hitler look like choir boys. They say that things like 9/11, the VTech shooting, that's all going to pale in comparison to a culture-wide, a national coup will occur from the dark side, which includes the dark powers being released. Now, people can, whether, you know, they can think, believe it or not, but at least look at the information and what's going on. More has come out. I'm saying boldly, clearly, that a day of chaos is coming, a massive satanic crippling chaos and anarchy is coming to the United States.
Now, when you mentioned the VTech shooting, you're talking about, obviously, the Virginia Tech shooting that occurred. Recently, his medical records have come available, but they've not been released. It seems as though these shooters that do these horrible events, there's never much information about their background or, you know, we didn't even meet his family. Normally, they'll bring out the family. They'll show the funeral, the whatever. There was nothing about this young man that created the horrific event there at Virginia Tech. What do we know about him, and would you suspect that he was part of this project?
A lot of questions, immediately came when he came out and did that, along with, well, there was one in a Baptist church in Texas. A man walked in with a 9mm, started shooting. Not too long ago, again, another one walked in and shot the pastor. So this kind of thing, shooters, have occurred for some time now. Now, in some cases, it is just people that have lost it. They're angry, maybe even, again, satanic, you know, just being pushed over the edge. But in the VTech case and a few others, when you look at it, here's a guy they said never had weapons, didn't know about them, that he was a quiet person, all these kind of indicators. But when he did the shootings, it was a 60% kill rate.
Yes.
When he and he was able to use this weapon and the planning behind it. And now, again, the paperwork concerning his background. I mean, obviously he's being counseled. There, all the indicators of programmed assassin in a testing, they're there. I can't prove it, but at least the indicators. It's not just a college kid that, you know, you get a college kid who's never shot a weapon in their life that doesn't even know how to put, you know, a clip into a 9mm. Mm-hmm. But here's a guy that was like a SWAT team member. He was like a trained ranger.
Mm-hmm. And I actually saw one picture of him in a uniform that it was looked like an enlisted person's fatigues. And so, you know, one has to ask the question where that came from, and was he actually part of a military project? Now, one thing that you said about missing time, about voices in the head, every Gulf War veteran that I've talked to or gone to a prison to meet them, the mass murderers who have killed their families, killed their loved ones, they usually kill someone that they love the most. They have always said that to me. I had missing time, usually between 3 to 6 hours is what they've told me. And secondly, they say the voices in my head told me to do this as if it was a real voice really directing me on how to do it. And I had no idea what I was doing till after it was over with. And in one case, this young man had, well, not young man, but in his 30s, who was, had ended up burning down his home with all of his family members in it and his babies. He had twins, and burned them. But he does not remember it. And so when I talked with him, his statement to me was, I'm not trying to find a defense for my crime. I've already been convicted of 5 capital cases. He said, I want to stop other people from doing this. And he said, we don't know why we're doing it. Now, your response to that?
My response to that is that it's very possible that when the programming to kill and a sub-personality that knows nothing but kill, 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 once they're what's called put down, buried, or even a sleeper personality inside, they all of them have a code, a trigger phrase, a word, whatever it may be. It's very possible, because we've used those along the way. We've found them. We've seen how they work. They are absolutely. I mean, once a person is triggered, we had a federal officer's wife. Same thing. When she's triggered, it's almost like you cannot stop her. It's the sub-personality that knows nothing but kill or do the assignment. If they come up, Joyce, they're like in a trance. That personality,
yes.
that new personality is up. They don't look at a family as theirs. All they see is who they're supposed to kill without a conscience. When it's all done, that sub-personality goes back down. The main person reawakens or comes back to consciousness. They have no idea what they did. They don't know if it was somebody that triggered that and made that occur to get them out of the way. They don't know, and I suspect in some of the cases that, again, something, you know, triggered them early. and that they were unleashed in this way. And if they've got the indicators are this, Joyce, if they've got voices in the head, if they have missing time, those are the two primary indicators that sub-created personalities are inside. Now, this is important. In criminology, we talk about the imposition of will. If someone comes in, like a 45-year-old man, puts their hands around a 5-year-old and a gun and makes them, you know, squeeze the trigger and shoot the mother, well, the child's not in any way guilty. The imposition of will, that's what programming is. For the soldiers that have done this, if it was a sub-personality, that means some handler, some programmer, imposed a program will into that personality. Whoever did that, Joyce, before the, you know, the sight of God, they are responsible for the murder. That sub-personality, which they call raw material, all it knows is to do what it was programmed to do in a trance state like that, or a programmed state, and then go down. And many of them, and you'll notice this too, many of the shooters, like in VTech too, they have, and all the ones we've dealt with, they have suicide programming.
I want to hear about that, and I want to tell you two drugs that are always present, or have been always present, in the interviews I've done with the military people that have killed their families. It's pretty scary stuff. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with Russ Dizdar. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour.
For years, we've heard of charcoal as a purifier. Remember those cigarette commercials with the micronite filters with activated charcoal? How many products like water and air filters have we heard of over the years that use activated charcoal? And why is every emergency room in every hospital in the country equipped with activated charcoal? The reason is that charcoal is the one basic item that neutralizes and absorbs toxins, and it purifies almost everything. And it's made from all organic materials. Poison control centers often recommend activated charcoal to treat accidental poisonings, and for that reason, no home should be without charcoal in the medicine cabinet. The Power Hour has the small 2.5-ounce canister for only $10, and the money-saving 18-ounce canister is only $18. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Doctors Calvin and Agatha Thrash have published a book called Charcoal, Startling Facts About the World's Most Powerful Clinical Absorbent, and it's available at the Power Hour for only $6.95. No home should be without charcoal and the information on how to use it. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. No home should be without activated charcoal.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They brainwashed my great uncle, brainwashed my cousin Bob. They even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your truck again. Brainwash you while you're weeping, while still a baby in your frown.
That's right. right, ladies and gentlemen, I wish it was just brainwashing. Nothing worse than that, than just a little bit of mind melding from trying to get you to buy a certain product or something. But it's much worse than that. We're talking to Russ Dizdar today. He has seen the satanic side up close and personal, but trying to stop it, trying to do the right thing by bringing people out of this horrific world. It seems, though, that we are in more of a chaos than we would have ever imagined. He says, according to his book, The Black Awakening, that there are about 100,000 covens in the United States and maybe about 65 million practitioners for this. It's now entering into the military environment. And I wanted to tell you, Russ, that the suicide issue plus every military person that I have talked to that I can think of, I can't think of any exclusions here. When I've gone to the prisons and met with them, there's always two drugs that they're on, alongside with the missing time and the voices in their head, and that is an SSRI drug and a statin drug. Now, it could be a coincidence that they just put them on these drugs in the military all the time. The VA hospital puts them on them, and that's just a correlation to this that has nothing to do with the issue of missing time and the mass killings that are taking place. In one case, this man out of the military, about 10 years probably, and he took a sword and literally beheaded his wife at a dinner table. They were having a birthday party. And then continued to kill the other son that was there. And it just, those two drugs he was taking, but when I went to prison and met with him, he said, I had missing time. And he wasn't trying to find a defense. And he said that and also I read in the police investigation afterwards that the neighbors had seen him come out of the house. Now, he killed the wife in the house, then chased this child outside, the 12-year-old boy outside, and killed him on the front lawn before the neighbors could get to him. But they all said the same thing. He had such a blank stare. Now, is that similar to what you're talking about here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when it's happened to us, for example, I was in a federal officer's home. His wife was the satanic victim. When a phone call came in, some kind of phrase or code was given. All of a sudden, she switched to a sub-personality. And I'm going to tell you, even in the book I mentioned this, there is, we call it multiple eyes. The eyes are dark, cold, it's all, again, you read you read into it somewhat, no conscience, nothing, but only to do what that personality or that, you know, what they were trained to do. That's all they know. They don't know mercy, they don't know, there's just, the conscience is overridden. They're just simply, you know, so if this person all of a sudden had a sub-personality that came up, and all it knows to do is to kill, sub-personality will not look at that wife being their wife or the child being their child. In the satanic crime slides, and I've seen hundreds of them, when I look at these things, I think, how can a human being do this? To one case was a 16-year-old girl where they peeled off her face. All that was left was a head, a pink head. And I'll never, never forget the sight of a teenager that they, it's like, who can do this? Well, when it comes to, you know, evil, people can do evil. Satan can push people over the edge. But in programming, those personalities that even have demonic presence, they can kill anybody, anything, without any kind of second thought.
I want to ask you a little bit more about this, and I do appreciate your focusing on this one case, since I am familiar with this one personally and still can't believe it. Neither can the man. He can't believe he killed his wife and his child. They had never had an argument. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break. We'll take your phone calls with Russ Dizdar. This is Joyce Riley in the Real Deal Power Hour.